Following its passage, Canadian officials praised the U.S. spending bill that included a repeal of mandatory meat country of origin labeling. According to Canadian Manufacturing, the repeal averted a potential trade war as the bill avoids $1 billion worth of retaliatory tariffs Canada and Mexico were authorized to impose on the United States. A Canadian trade official called the repeal of COOL a real vindication of the power and significance of the World Trade Organization dispute resolution mechanism. Canadian officials said they still plan to obtain formal approval this week from the World Trade Organization for retaliation, even though the tariffs won't be imposed. Following the passage of the bill, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack said effective immediately, USDA is not enforcing the COOL requirements. The White House has placed passing the Trans-Pacific Partnership through Congress at the top of the president's 2016 agenda. President Obama expressed optimism that Congress can approve the trade pact, despite contrasting opinions on when a vote may occur. The president called the TPP a big deal and acknowledged that opponents in both parties make for an interesting situation, according to The Hill. He said the White House will need to stitch together the same kind of bipartisan effort that helped his administration win a fight over fast-track trade authority. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell indicated this month a vote does not seem likely to occur until after the November 2016 elections. However, House Speaker Paul Ryan said he wants to take a vote as soon as possible on the trade agreement if the pact lives up to the promises made by the White House. He said he does not have a date in mind, but that the TPP is very important and has a lot of promise because it gives the United States the ability to write the rules of global trade in the fastest-growing region in the world. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration will issue a 120-day delay for use of new DOT physical forms and certificates. The original deadline of December 22nd has been pushed back because the administration was late to release the new forms, making it difficult for certified medical examiners and carriers to supply the forms. Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, says the form will not need to be used until the month of April.
Been a lot of changes in the area of medical forms. The whole medical area for truck operators has been going through a transition process. Everyone knows about the certified medical examiner, who they have to see now. You know, you just can't go to your family doctor. You have to go to a certified medical examiner. One of the second phase of this whole plan and program was supposed to take effect on the 21st of December, and that was to use this new medical form when you go in to have your physical. It's not like your mother's old medical form that was pretty easy to do. This new one's like 9 pages, and it asks a complete history. I mean, there's a lot of information there that has to be used for this medical exam. The problem was, and it never fails, of course, is that the feds, the U.S. DOT, was real slow at the start to get a lot of this information out. And so that December 21st deadline to actually start using the new medical form has been pushed back now for about 4 months because, number one, the medical examiners didn't have the new forms. We just got our forms, and so it was very difficult to get them out to people. And no one was geared up for people to go out and, you know, say, hey, I have to go have a medical exam, but I don't have the form to do it, so what do I do? So the feds came back and said, okay, take it easy. You don't have to do anything now until April 21st, I think it is, before you have to start using the form. So that'll save a lot of headaches.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has also published a final rule requiring onboard electronic logs beginning December 18th of 2017. The rule essentially requires drivers who now use paper logs to use electronic logging devices. Don says this is something that has been in the works for several years now.
This has been something that has been anticipated for years, is the best way to put it. Pro or con? Electronic logs do away. You know, the bottom line is, if for people to understand, truck driver, if he crosses state lines if he drives more than 150 miles away from his base of operation within the state of Illinois. So if a guy's driving to Chicago and back every day or whatever, he's got to keep a logbook that tells you how many hours he drove, how many hours he rested. And you keep these logbooks, you've got to produce them. If an officer stops you, if you go to a roadside check, or if an auditor comes in, they want to make sure that you are following the rules that say how many hours a day you can drive. The problem is, like anything else, paper logs are kind of subject to doctoring sometimes. So guys are cheating on the logs. A lot of companies over the years have decided, we don't want to get tied up in this mess because, if we get audited, we get dinged from the auditors, it can be a fine and we can lose our safety rating. So they've gone to these electronic logs. I mean, it's like a black box, like an airplane. It records when you go on duty. It tells you when you're driving. It tells you when you go off duty. Very self-contained. Once you learn how to do it, it's very easy. The big stumbling block has been the DOT saying, well, should we do this for everybody? And there's been a battle going on for the last couple of years. Groups saying no, no, no. Other groups saying, yes, we should do it. A lot of companies have gone to them already. They like them. Once they get into them, they like them. It's easy because the drivers don't have to do the paper logs. They don't make mistakes. And, I mean, there's a lot of companies. The whole intent is to make sure that the drivers are legal, how many hours they drive, and that the company's legal. Other people have done paper logs. They're legal, the same thing. I'm not saying everyone who does a paper log is illegal. They aren't. It's just that they're subject to interpretation and what have you. Federal government came down last week and said effective December 18th, 2017, all truck operators who have to keep logs will now have to use these electronic logs. So, and basically it's a piece of equipment that you're going to install in the truck, and it's only for trucks 2000 and newer. So in other words, if you have an old truck, you don't worry about it. If you have a new truck and you have to keep logs, say you go over to the river terminal, cross the river. If you drive interstate at all, you're going to be subject to these electronic logs. Number one, it saves a lot of time for the company. They don't have to sit there and look at the log, the paper logs, go through the paper logs, make sure everything's up to date, up to snuff, and ready to go. Electronic logs does everything for you. Information's there. You just download it, and it's available.
Once again, Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President of Midwest Truckers Association. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.